Thank you, Houston, for making the Blitz the number one sports show. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Arian Foster hasn't played a full season since 2012, and the Houston Texans made the decision to release him and free up $6.6 million worth of salary cap space. It has to be a very difficult decision. You're talking about somebody who's been so productive and had such a great run in Houston and meant a lot to that franchise, but obviously struggled with injuries. And any team making any decision weighs the cost with what the player would give in return.
So adios, Gatsby's dad. What's next for him and his former team? We shall discuss. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jungle Fever. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday. Weekend's almost here. Let's have some fun today. What's going on, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. What's going on with you, my man?
The same. I actually got some good news from the doctor today, so I'm in a great mood.
Oh, yeah? What's the news?
Well, not going to have surgery yet.
Okay.
They're going to try to fix it with rest and
that's never going to work. Because you're not going to rest.
Well, she told me no races for 6 weeks, and I have one in 3 weeks, so that'll be the test that I've already paid for. So if I do the one in 3 weeks, then, yeah, it's never going to work.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Why do you pay for these races so far in advance?
Because they're cheaper when you do.
Oh, don't. That's stupid.
Well, it's not my doing. The wife goes and does it.
You need to tell her, listen, honey, this isn't your knee you're running on, all right? This is my knee.
Yeah, well, anyway, so 6 weeks, and hopefully that'll work, and I won't have to have surgery on it.
All right, well, good luck.
But we shall see. I mean, anti-inflammatories and shots every now and then, that kind of stuff. So I'm in a good mood. That was the best possible scenario, because I'll be honest with you, I thought it was going to have to be surgery.
Yeah.
So it's a great way to start my day.
You want to hear a great way to start my day?
I would love to.
Hey, did you guys read this article on, here's a website plug, ESPN975.com. Five moves the Houston Rockets must make en route to elite status.
Okay.
Have you read this?
I have not. Who wrote it?
Raj. Raj is the kid who sits out there in the, he wears a different James Harden jersey every day, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's his job?
He is the social media intern.
Okay.
Can I give you my five?
Well,
first you have to nuke San Francisco, and then you probably have to nuke San Antonio.
Yeah.
Start with those two.
Then you may want to go to Cleveland and Oklahoma.
And after that, I think you got a shot. You know, if you just get a couple of good players, I think you're in that mix.
Right.
So that's my list.
Number one, hire a coach that is well-respected by the players and fits Maury's analytical up-tempo offense. Which, by the way, Maury being in charge of, you know, dictating what coach you hire to run Maury's offense is the worst thing ever. His dream candidate would be Rick Adelman, but he's not coming out of retirement. Of the coaches available, he would go with Mark Jackson, Scott Brooks, or George Karl. Okay. I mean, that's not the most ridiculous thing in the world. All caps, number two. Sign Kevin Durant. At that point, I lost interest in the whole article. Why does Kevin Durant want to come play here?
Crickets.
Is there, John, you have a reason?
James Harden and...
Where is that guy
Michael
here?
Michael Beasley. Huh?
Is he here?
Let me go see.
Yeah. I want to talk to him about this. I want to know what on God's green earth makes him think that Kevin Durant wants to come here.
I got nothing for you. I mean, it's his article.
Yeah.
Well, we're waiting to see if he can come in here.
He wants him to sign a big, like Hassan Whiteside, Al Horford, or Festus Ezeli. Don't bring back Terrence Jones, Corey Brewer, Jason Terry. And then if those fail, sign Mike Conley or Goran Dragic via trade.
Okay.
What's going on, man? What's up? How are you? Doing all right. Pull up a microphone. How much airtime have you had since you've been here?
None.
None, huh?
Time.
Look at you. Look, how old are you?
25.
25. You don't eat a lot, do you?
Do what?
You don't eat a lot, do you?
No, I don't.
You got to eat, my man. You're withering away.
I know.
You're withering away. I read your article.
Appreciate it.
Everything else aside, why would Kevin Durant want to come here?
To play with this boy, James Harden.
You think he wants to play with James Harden?
Yeah. I think they're going to play at least once again together.
In the Olympics? Kevin Durant doesn't want to play with James Harden anymore. Nobody, you know how many big stars want to play with James Harden?
None.
And I know you're a James Harden guy. I see you in there wearing a different jersey every day.
Yeah.
Guys don't like, James Harden is what we refer to as a black hole. Guys like Kevin Durant,
mm-hmm.
who, do you think Kevin Durant's a better player than James Harden?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hands down.
Guys like him don't want to play on teams with guys like James Harden. Who's the second best player Carmelo Anthony's ever played with?
Oof. Amari in his prime?
Amari in his prime played in Phoenix.
For about a year.
Yeah. What I'm getting at is James Harden has become very Carmelo-esque. Nobody wants to play with guys like that. No, and Carmelo's in New York. Everybody wants to play in New York, yeah. Not when he's there. No thanks. I hate to burst your bubble. I've seen if you had a reason. You just think they're boys. You think they're buddies.
Yeah.
All right.
You see them in the clubs together?
No, I don't know. I don't
okay.
do clubs.
Okay.
But I know, I mean, wasn't it last summer they were partying together or something?
I don't know. Hanging out with a guy. I've seen pictures of LeBron and Carmelo hanging out. You know what LeBron's about? Mm-hmm. Trying to win. You know, he's like, yeah, it'd be cool. We're boys, but I ain't trying to play on the same team with you, except for every 4 years we'll go to some foreign country and beat up on Lithuania. They're not trying to be together on the NBA. I think this is the big flaw in your article is that
Durant's not coming, huh?
Kevin Durant will not come here. There's zero chance. I won't say zero because, you know, maybe the other 29 cities all catch on fire. But there is a very small chance that Kevin Durant would want to come here. Cool. And listen, I don't know Kevin. I knew him before. I don't know him now. I don't know how much he's changed since he was at Texas. All that dude cared about when he was there was getting. He said, "I don't care what team I'm on. I want to win a championship. I want to win championships." He knows he's not doing that here. He's a smart man. He's a smart man. James Harden, what do you think his priority is?
Partying.
Scoring points and getting dough.
Yeah.
And he's doing it.
Yeah.
Good for him.
His contract was crazy.
Good for him. Get that dough, score those points, but he ain't winning championships. All right. Sorry to bring you down.
Nah, it's all good.
I just wanted to see if you had some insider information on.
No.
Okay.
No. All right. I wish.
Well, go check out his article on the website.
Yeah.
There you go.
Is there a comment? Is there a place where people can comment? Yeah, there is. There's a comment section. People can comment. You think Scott Brooks is a good coach?
I think he's a good coach for the system that Daryl has, but the up-tempo and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Black Spotted Zebra asks, who would win in an eating contest, Raj or Ben the Skeleton?
That's a tough call. That's a tough call.
That is a great call. I think we have to make this happen.
Yeah. Well, what, you just don't like food or what?
I just don't. I get full too easily.
Man, you lift weights?
No.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
You work out, you run?
Mm-mm.
You don't do any exercise?
I shoot around sometimes. Like play basketball.
Okay.
That's about it.
Just shoot around or you actually play?
No,
like you
shoot around.
Oh, like, so you don't like go 5-on-5 like full court working up a sweat.
No.
Dude, you got to exercise.
Yeah.
You're 25, you're going to die. Where are you from?
Here, Houston.
Okay.
Yeah.
You grew born and raised, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You gotta start. There's a lot of good food, a lot of good restaurants in this town.
Yeah.
What do you weigh? About 80 pounds?
105.
105? You're a grown man.
Yeah.
You getting chicks or what?
No.
You know why?
I mean, I got friends, though.
You got friends who have sex with you?
Nah.
All right. You know why?
What's up?
You got to get some meat on your bones.
Yeah.
Either that or become a jockey. You'll get laid.
That's true.
Like,
have you
crazy
thought about that?
If you become a jockey, 105 is a good weight.
Have you thought about that?
No.
What's your big plan? Are you in college now?
Yes, sir.
Where are you going?
U of H.
What's your big plan?
Get into sports media.
Oh. Why do you want to do that?
That's my ultimate dream. I love sports.
Let me tell you something.
Sports guy.
Life isn't about dreams, bro. Life's about reality. You got to wake up. This isn't going to pay the bills. If you think Kevin Durant's coming here, you got to stop with the sports media thing. All right. You need to focus on something more realistic, like being a jockey. This is a good job. They make good money. Fred, what's a jockey make in a meet?
Well, like a really good one makes several million a year.
See? Jeez. See? You think we're making that?
See,
not
we'll
even
get,
close.
We'll get you trained up. We'll get you a really good agent.
You like horses?
No.
Okay, that's a problem.
Listen, this is where you got to... Okay, what do you like better? Working for a radio station in Temple, making $28,000 a year after about 3 or 4 years there. Or... And you get to cover all the local sports. Like, you'll cover Temple High School football and things like that. Hell, you might even be in a place like Killeen if you're... I mean, that's a big-time market to start
Laredo.
Out
in. Laredo.
Could be. So you could work there for 4 years, make 30 grand a year. But you're dealing with sports every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day doing something with sports. Or... You can ride horses and make $1 million. What do you like better?
Riding the horses, make a million.
See? Now we're talking.
You should see the women these jockeys pull, because they're not attractive men.
How yeah, what year of school are you in?
I'm a senior.
Okay. You paying for this yourself, or your parents paying for it?
Financially.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're gonna have some student loans?
No, it's not student loans.
You're not going to have any student loans when you finish?
No.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
And then you can afford to work in radio.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Maybe so. All right, man. Well, good luck. What do you want to do? You want to do radio? You want to do TV?
Anything. Anything gets me in.
Okay. Yeah. What's your major?
Communication.
What do you think, Fred? What's he need to do?
I like this website angle you're doing. I think that's a good way to get in.
Just stop saying crazy things.
No, people. That's how people get hits, right?
What's that guy's name? What's that website? The guy that loves Jeremy Lin so much.
Oh, Chris Baldwin.
Yeah, you know who Chris Baldwin is?
No.
You need to get in touch with him.
Okay.
That guy's got a job for you. I bet you. When you finish up, you like Jeremy Lin?
No, I hate him.
You better not say that in front of him. You like Case Keenum?
Yeah.
You think Case Keenum should be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Ooh, no.
Oh, you're never going to get a job. All right.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Good luck to
you,
man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We'll get to your phone calls. We'll get to Arian Foster.
Hey, what's your minor in? Oh, what are you doing? What's your fallback plane? What are you going to do? Get on that mic. What are you going to do if sports radio or sports media doesn't work out for you? What's your plan?
I don't have one.
You going to join the Marines?
No.
That's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. You ever kill anyone?
No.
You think you could do it?
No.
What would you rather do? Kill someone or work in Temple? Kill someone legally, a bad guy,
yeah.
Or voluntarily work in Temple?
I would work at Temple. I'm not going to kill anyone.
Man, all right.
You know what?
You're beyond help for me. I can't help.
Hey, this guy's on his own. At least he's already got the body for being a homeless guy.
That's true. You'll make a good homeless because you don't eat much. That's good.
All right, we got to take a quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Mixed reactions to the intern interview. Some people want us to have an intern interview every week. Not all of them are that interesting. We'd have to find an interesting reason to do it. He wrote an article. And Junior says, damn, stop doing that man like that. And Disco Biscuit says, 105 pounds coming from a lady. Get some meat on your bones if you want to get lady, son. Yeah, he's going to be homeless. I'm not too. Yeah, that would be my prediction. 5 years from now, I'll be giving him a quarter downtown.
You might. What's he going to do with a quarter?
I don't know.
Not buy food.
Buy a fourth of a cigarette. let's grab Alberto. He wants to disagree with you. What's up, Alberto?
Hey, thanks, guys. AJ, I'm a huge fan, so don't think I'm, like, coming, calling you a hater.
All right.
But your idea of James, like, James Harden isn't what Rocket fanboy thinks he is, and I don't think he is what you say he is either. You go too far the opposite end. The fact that, oh, James Harden is a black hole and he fucks up the ball. I mean, the guy's a player. Who else do you want to handle the ball on the Rockets? Do you want Trevor Ariza to handle the ball? Is that what we want? No, James Harden creates. For the past 2 months, James Harden has not been the problem for the Rockets. He's far from it. This show feels like everything's on Harden, and I'm just like,
Let me tell you something. You know what star players don't like? Star players don't like guys that give sorry ass effort. And I know, I understand you're a fan. James Harden defensively gives sorry ass effort. And guys who want to win championships, they don't put up with it. They don't have patience for it.
And the thing is, what would be frustrating is you saw that he can play defense.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of wanting to. It's a matter of effort.
He hasn't been the problem for the last 2 months. I mean, him on offense is rarely the problem. Maybe the first couple weeks of the season, he struggled. Offensively, he's not a problem.
Yeah.
He just doesn't – he makes no effort defensively. And if you're a ball hog and you don't try on one side of the ball, the guys don't like that. You like playing pickup with guys like that?
God, no.
No, that's the worst. The guy who's going to shoot, you know, 6-7 out of every 10 possessions and isn't going to try on the defensive end, no one wants to play pickup with that guy. No one does. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe guys are like, yeah, I'd love to come play with a guy like James Harden. I don't see it. I can't imagine that's the case.
Let's see what Paul has to say on the subject. What's up, Paul?
Sports, Paul.
Hey, I was just wondering there. You say Durant would only go to – he won't come to Houston because, you know, you don't think we'll win a championship. But on ESPN.com, it's saying if he goes to the Warriors or a team like that, that he's kind of selling out to just go chase a ring. And I don't agree with that. I mean, the guy wants to win championships. He should have his, you know, the right to go out and try to go get one. But on the same hand, wouldn't you think having Harden and Dwight is just as good as Westbrook and Ibaka?
No. Hey, Dwight's not going to be here next year. So that you can forget about that. Dwight's gone. And no, I don't think so. Because and the difference between Westbrook and James Harden is – Westbrook plays two ways. Ibaka, is he a great scorer? No. But Ibaka's a great defensive player. Not to say that Dwight's not. Dwight's a very good defensive player still. But Westbrook and James Harden, they're not even, to me, they're not even close to the same. I'd take Russell Westbrook five times over before I took James Harden. Kevin Durant, if you think he's, that's like the people who said, oh, LeBron going to Miami. Who cares why someone go? They want to go there and win. You want to take less money and go somewhere and win? I remember when that was like something that was honorable. Like you're taking less money because you want to win championships and the money's not the most important thing to you. Then LeBron goes to Miami and they're like, oh, look at him. He's chasing rings.
Selling out.
Chasing rings. That's what everybody should be doing.
That's why you play.
That's why I'll take the guy like LeBron who takes much less money than he could have taken to go play in Miami with a team that had a chance to win than anyone who signs a max contract with Philadelphia. I'll take that. I'll take that guy every day because that guy cares about the right thing. The guy who's signing the max contract with Philadelphia and isn't really worried about what else is being put around him, that's a guy you want? No. No, I want that guy who winning is the most important thing. If somebody's going to fault Kevin Durant for chasing rings, okay. And a lot of the names I've heard up for Kevin Durant are the Lakers, where he would be the feature piece, obviously, after Kobe Bryant leaves. I've heard a lot about the Wizards, who are an up-and-coming team. It's also his hometown team.
Yeah.
I still don't think the Warriors thing is a realistic possibility, and I don't think it's really in the Warriors' best interest to mess with the chemistry that they've got.
No, I think internally they've had a lot of discussions about that, and it seems like they're pretty split, because why would you mess with that team?
But I don't know what – I mean
– because you can be worse, believe it or not.
What have we seen of this team – like, let's say you're a potential free agent, and you're watching around the league – and you say, oh, man, the Rockets, they're a 500 team. And that's being generous. They might finish 500. And they're going to lose Dwight Howard in the offseason. Why do you want to go there?
Get a big payday.
Yeah.
That's going to be the reason.
That's it. And you might get a guy like that. You might get a free agent who's looking to get some big dough. And I don't think that... That's why I don't think there's any other elite players in the NBA looking to come play with James Harden.
713-780-ESPN is your number. And I just tweeted it out again because a couple people have been asking about links to our audiobooks. So I tweeted that out again. If you're interested, you can also just go to Gal Media Publishing. And it's an all-new website. And it looks cool. And we are about to have a bunch of new projects up here in the next couple months. So all kinds of stuff happening there. Texter S. Why don't you guys do an audiobook on craft beer? I think there's people probably more with better expertise than us on craft beer.
Yeah.
It would just kind of be, if we did something, it'd be about ones we liked, which we kind of talk about on air anyway. So I don't know that that would do very well. But a former colleague of mine wrote a book about, at the Chronicle, wrote a book about, he covers the beer scene. I think he still does for the website. And it's got like every local brewery and stuff like that. That might make a good one. Maybe I should give him a call. That would be a good idea.
Well, John Denman.
John Denman would be a good one. Yeah. So there might be some possibilities there.
And I don't know. I mean, I don't know what kind of, like, would you listen to a book about craft beer? I don't know that I would. I like to drink beer. I don't really like that much to talk to people.
I would like is if I'm learning about some beers that I didn't know about. And that I can go get, not just, oh, there's this great beer in Denver, Colorado, but you'll never taste it. I think there's some people who are not quite as rabid about it as we are, but are interested. I think those are the people who would listen if they found out about beers they could get, especially here in town. Like if you had details on everything No Label does and when their releases are, or Buffalo Bayou or Carbach, any of those, that might be cool.
Maybe more interesting would be like how the Houston scene started and has grown.
Yeah, that certainly could be a big part of it.
Yeah.
And there's still a lot more that are going to be opening here in the next couple of years.
If I wasn't lazy, I would write a book about the Houston MMA scene.
See, I think that would be a good one.
But as you know, I'm super lazy.
Just a thought. I bet you've already got enough information from things you did for your website to easily put together 90% of that.
Barry Laminack has a lot of that, too. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did the website together. And Barry knows all that stuff better than I do.
So make him do the work on it. And you two guys could
Barry's
do that? Busy.
Barry, he's got other stuff going on. He doesn't care about that stuff either. Barry actually hates MMA now.
Does he really?
He hates Houston MMA, like local MMA, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll get to more phone calls, and we'll have a little discussion about Arian Foster. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I can't have it any other way. I swear she's destined for the screen. Closest thing to Michelle Pfeiffer that you've ever seen. Oh. ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we'll be happy to take some phone calls. And what do I have to read here? Kick off your weekend right. Have lunch out with ESPN 97.5 each Friday. John and Raheel, followed by Unfiltered. We'll broadcast live beginning at 10 a.m. from Nick's Place. Meet us at the best Italian food and drink spot in Houston, 2713 Rocky Ridge. May try to get out there and catch some of their show tomorrow. Just have to see how things go.
I got some breaking news.
Yes.
Yahoo Sports reported Charles Robinson reports Robert Griffin III is eyeing Houston as a potential long-term destination.
Okay. Robert Griffin III is eyeing anywhere as a potential long-term destination. That dude needs to worry about like a next year destination. If anybody gives that guy 3-4 years, I don't know what I'm going to say.
Okay. Read to me again how that's worded, just out of curiosity.
It's worded... Yahoo's Charles Robinson reports Robert Griffin III is, quotation, eyeing Houston as a potential long-term destination.
Potential long-term destination. Eyeing Houston. In other words, Bob Griffin is interested in the Texans. That's basically what it is. Which I don't think anybody would be shocked by that because he was also interested in the Cowboys, who apparently don't appear interested in him.
Yeah.
And... okay, so Bob Griffin is interested in the Texans. That's the breaking news.
Man, did you see? We have sports to talk about here. Or can we talk about non-sports? Is it too early to go off the rails?
No, it's not too early. It's never too early.
Deadspin did something that I've wanted to do forever. They ranked casual dining restaurants,
really,
like chain restaurants, and I've made my stance on some of these places. Very clear. I would rather get stomped on the balls than eat at Applebee's.
I'm with you. Applebee's has rats. We know that from Ricky
Bobby. So they
Bobby.
Took 34 different restaurants, actually 33 different restaurants, and ranked them. Best to worst. The restaurants had to classify themselves as casual dining. And they had to be true chains with more than 15 locations nationwide. Nothing too uppity or breakfasty. So
uppity?
Yeah, I think it means like too fancy.
Okay.
Number one, and I don't know if I consider this place casual dining. I guess if they consider it casual dining themselves, I guess it has to be. And I'm looking at this list, and it's probably at least one of my favorite restaurants on this list. Benihana. Does Benihana strike you as casual dining?
Not really.
You can get sushi there. I feel like if you can get sushi there, you shouldn't consider it casual dining.
Yeah.
And if you can get it there at a casual dining place, you shouldn't eat it.
Yeah, that seems a little upscale.
Jong, Benihana, casual dining or no?
I think it's in the middle. It's not casual dining like a Red Lobster, but
right.
It's not fancy like a Uchi.
Okay, but for chain restaurants... wouldn't you say Benihana's pretty upscale?
Yes.
That's kind of what I feel. Like, as far as chain restaurants go, that's a pretty upscale chain restaurant.
Agreed.
Number two, Buca di Beppo.
Okay.
Hit or miss with me. John, feel free to give your opinions on these places,
I've never actually been.
I went to the one in San Francisco when we were there for the Super Bowl. Not very good.
Okay. The one in Vegas that's inside the Excalibur?
Yeah.
Horrible.
It's terrible.
But
I've also had good ones.
Yeah, the one at the Woodlands is pretty good. Number three, Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
I like Cracker Barrel a lot. I like that they bring you biscuits and cornbread.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not really a breakfast for dinner kind of guy, you can always get breakfast there.
Yeah, but you could also get other stuff. That's a good call.
And that's a good place to go when you're hungover.
Yes, definitely.
P.F. Chang's.
But that's another one. Seems a little upscale. At least the ones I've been to.
Yeah.
But I do like P.F. Chang's. I just, there's other Chinese places I like better.
That aren't chains?
Right.
Right. That's probably fair. Jong, P.F. Chang's as an Asian?
I think I've only been there once, and I can't remember being there.
All right. Macaroni Grill.
Not sure I've ever been to one.
You, John?
I have. I can't remember if it was good or not.
I think I've been twice. I've not been blown away. Number six, Red Robin.
I actually like Red Robin.
I do too.
I like Red Robin. I feel like their price point is a little bit higher than it should be.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And they have they talk about their beer selection, and then you sit down and you look at their beer selection, and it's horrible.
I do like their burgers, though.
Their burgers are legit.
Yeah.
And I like that you can get all the fries you can eat. That makes me happy. Number seven, California Pizza Kitchen.
Solid.
I like it.
Solid.
But again, it's
good if you catch it in an airport.
Right.
That's the only time I'll look to eat it.
Yeah.
Because if I see it, like there's a standalone right here in the Galleria, I've never been in there. There's too much other good stuff around.
Yeah. And now I've got like this great pizza place right across the street from me. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere like that.
I'm a pizza snob. Number eight, Red Lobster.
That's a fail.
I used to like Red Lobster, and I've told you guys before when I was in high school. Like, I thought that taking a chick on a nice date was taking her to Red Lobster or Olive Garden. But I've since learned my lesson, obviously, in the last 19, 20 years. I think Red Lobster is a little bit high on this list.
I would agree.
Number nine, Texas Roadhouse.
Okay.
I think solid steakhouse.
Yeah, not bad. I think it's a little overpriced for what you get, but yeah. It's not bad.
I've never been to Uno Chicago Grill.
Hmm.
You?
I don't think I have.
Never.
Okay.
You know what? I think I have once. Don't remember it being anything special.
Number 11, and this is another one that, okay, there's good and bad on this one. Cheesecake Factory, like, no matter what you're in the mood to eat, they've got something like it. Like, you could eat Mexican, Chinese, Continental, whatever you want to eat. They've got something there, Italian. They've got good cheesecake. On the negative side, that's like Red Robin to me. That's way more expensive than it should be.
Right.
I don't like their big menu. Like, it takes me forever to find something.
Menu's insane.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's insane. 12, I've never been here. Chevy's.
Me either.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 13, Outback.
It's about right.
It's about
right. Yeah, I don't mind Outback.
14, Fuddruckers.
I'll tell you what. That's another place that's hit and miss.
Yeah.
The good ones, I love. But I've had a couple, including ones in the airport, not so good.
Yeah. What I don't like about Fuddruckers is all the stuff you put on your burger is out for all the people to touch.
Yeah, that almost makes it like a buffet in a way.
I wish you would keep your lettuce and onions and pickles in the back, and if I want it on my burger, I can have it. It's okay to leave condiments out, not
right.
Vegetable toppings.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that, but I don't put a lot of that stuff on my burgers anyway, so it doesn't bother me as much.
15, Dave and Buster's. I'll be there tonight.
You will, for the poker. Yeah. That's interesting. I'll say this about Dave and Buster's. A couple of years ago, they redid their food. Mm-hmm. It's a lot better now.
It is a lot better.
Yeah.
16, and I feel like this is way too low, Carrabba's.
Are you kidding me?
I think Carrabba's is fantastic.
If we're putting Carrabba's on this list, it's got to be a hell of a lot higher than 16.
Carrabba's is one of my favorite chain restaurants, period. I think their food is really good, like good quality food. That's a good place. 16 is atrocious, especially given what it's right above Bennigan's. You put up a Carrabba's meal against a Bennigan's meal, sir?
And Bennigan's has disappeared. They opened a new one on Westheimer that we went to, and it was awful. I didn't even know there were still Bennigan's around.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay.
Which, I mean, listen, I like wings.
Yeah.
There's not much else to it besides wings. I don't like when wing places try to serve other stuff besides wings because it's just not good.
That's another one that's hit or miss because I've been to a couple where the wings were not good. But like the one over by Edwards is really good. And then the one in Midtown has been pretty good. But I've also been to some bad ones where the service sucked and they had bad wings. So it's hit and miss depending on where you go.
All right. How about Chili's? One of the more popular.
See, I have a personal vendetta against Chili's.
Okay.
Because they wouldn't advertise in my magazine many years ago because they said they were too upscale for our magazine.
What was your magazine about?
It was a horse racing magazine.
Oh, okay.
When the track first opened. It was
John, you like Chili's?
It's okay.
If you're taking Teresa out for like a quick chain restaurant meal, where do you guys normally go? What's your go-to?
Oh, chain restaurant. Does La Madeleine count?
No.
No?
No.
Chili's not in the top five.
Once you're married, you'll go to some chain restaurants every once in a while.
Especially when you have kids and you got to keep that price down.
When you got kids and you want to take them somewhere where if they act like total a-holes, you won't be humiliated.
Yep.
Like, if my kids act a fool in Chili's, my day's not totally ruined.
It's probably like Olive Garden or something, maybe.
Okay. 20 is TGI Fridays, which is hit or miss with me. I used to really like TGI Fridays. Not as much anymore.
I stop at that one by the track on the way out there sometimes. It's not, I mean, that one's pretty good.
Houlihan's. I've never been to a Houlihan's.
I don't think I have either.
Olive Garden 22, which if you have an Olive Garden meal and then you have a Carrabba's meal, you'll think that these two don't belong on the same list.
Yeah. Olive Garden used to be the place where we took, that was our date place for chains in Lamarck and Texas City was Olive Garden.
23 Rainforest Cafe. Again, way overpriced.
Yeah. You're paying for the experience there, not the food.
And it's the experience of fake monkeys and birds eating with me isn't that great. 24 Ruby Tuesday, which to me is a poor man's TGI Fridays.
No, if Chili's and Fridays had sex, that would be their kid.
Okay. Now, number 25 is Applebee's. So now I'm going to give you the list of restaurants. They rank below Applebee's. And you tell me if they should or should not be ranked below Applebee's.
All right.
Number 26, Longhorn Steakhouse.
Definitely better than Applebee's.
I agree. John?
Agree.
27, Planet Hollywood.
Better than Applebee's.
Really overpriced again.
But
same with this next place, Hard Rock Cafe.
Same thing. I'd rather eat there. If you're asking me where I'd rather eat,
right,
and even pay a little more, I don't care.
29, Tony Roma's.
I don't know if I've ever been to a Tony Roma's.
I haven't either.
I have. It's nothing to write home about, but it's better than Applebee's. Number 30, I used to go to this place when I was a kid, Ponderosa Steakhouse. Not good. It's like a K-Bob's or a Golden Corral. Better than Applebee's. 31, Hooters.
Hooters is another experience place.
I've lost some love for Hooters.
Where's Saltgrass on this list?
Saltgrass isn't. That's a little more upscale, I think.
Is it? I don't think it's much more upscale than some of these other ones we've had on here.
32 is Old Country Buffet. You ever had that?
No.
I've not either.
It sounds hideous, though.
Number 33, they put Getting Hit by a Car, is better than Golden Corral, which they have at number 34.
It's probably fair.
Yeah. But I'd rather eat a Golden Corral than Applebee's.
Yeah, I think I would, too. Aren't they kind of the same place, really?
Although, no, because Golden Corral is a buffet. I don't know. That's a tough call for me.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But there's your restaurants.
My friend Goose is I guess he's an expert because he's a bartender. Says jeans equals casual. So if you can wear jeans to these places, that's why they're on the list.
Carrabba's is that's a junk rating for Carrabba's.
I agree. That would be definitely my top two or three there. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. You know what? I'm going to give something away to the people. We have three giveaways today, so we'll do one each hour. How's that sound? We'll start with the Toyota Swag Basketball Championship Tournament. Saturday, March 12th at Toyota Center. 10 SWAC colleges compete in a tournament bracket between some of the best teams in the Southeast. After the game, enjoy the concert with Big Daddy Kane and Guy. For more information and to purchase tickets, log on to swachoops.org. We'll take caller number 10. You're going to the Toyota SWAC Basketball Championship Tournament.
All right, a little bit of feedback. Tim says Saltgrass isn't upscale. I looked at their menu. Maybe you're right. Maybe Saltgrass should be on that list.
If Rainforest Cafe is on that list, Saltgrass should be on that list.
But I think I don't know how many states Saltgrass is in. It's only in five states. It's in Texas, Colorado, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Nevada. Well, maybe that's why.
Those are the only states that count.
But Tim is right, because the most expensive steak on their menu is $35. So you're right. It's not like a super upscale place. So I stand corrected on that one. A lot of people ask me where Poncho's is on my list. And as you know, I don't mess with Poncho's anymore. Lamont says Arby's not on the list. Arby's is fast food. That's a different game. Some people saying Jong should be shamed for a La Madeline. I mean,
I like the food there.
Come on, Jong.
They got good chicken, good sandwiches, good soup, good salad.
Honestly, I don't really eat at any of these places anymore unless we're out of town or in an airport.
Yeah, I don't eat it. I eat at Carrabba's still.
Carrabba's, yes.
I'll go out and eat Carrabba's tonight.
But if I'm not mistaken, isn't the main one is owned by different people now?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care about
that. That's the best one.
Yeah, the one down there, what is it, off Kirby maybe? Around that area.
Yeah, it's in that Kirby area.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly, because my car just automatically drives me there when I'm hungry.
a spaceship or what? But yeah, there's not many of these that I'm still taking part in, but I can't say that, you know, there are some that I just won't go to, but I'll go to Benihana. Benihana's still, that's a good place.
Yeah.
I go to Buca di Beppo sometimes. I like Cracker Barrel. I never go there. I feel like I should.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Cracker Barrel's good for road trips. Like if you're going a long road trip because you see them on the interstate.
Great place to stop, especially if you got kids in the car.
I ate at P.F. Chang's a couple months ago. I ate at Red Robin sometimes.
Yeah, see, there used to be a Red Robin out where I lived before, and I ate there more often. But it's kind of like, especially where I am now, if I want Chinese food, I got China Garden a block away. Yeah. If I want pizza, I've got Your Pie is right across the street. I'm not going to go to any place else unless I'm out of town or traveling.
I haven't been to an Olive Garden since I can remember. Applebee's, Ruby Tuesday.
Probably high school for me.
Places like that, there's no need for me to go to, because there's just better chain versions of that even. So if you're going to a chain, like I said, if I've got a choice on an Italian chain, I'm never going to pick Olive Garden because I've got Carrabba's.
Right.
You know when I used to eat Olive Garden? When I was super fat and they did the never-ending pasta bowl. I could hammer that.
Texter wants to know why we hate buffets so much. I just don't like my food being out there for other people to sneeze on and everything
and touch.
Else. Yeah. Now, there are some exceptions. Like in Vegas, especially, where you don't have, if you're going to stay in the casino, you don't have a ton of options. And they keep that stuff covered up pretty well. But for the most part, not a fan.
Matt says, what about Papado's? That's not it's not the same kind of a chain.
Yeah. How many states does it have to be in to qualify?
I don't know, but they had to be over 15 restaurants spread out over a good chunk of the country.
Choate says, what about the old school place, Black Eyed Pea?
There's not very many Black Eyed Peas anymore. That's a dying breed.
That was a good place, though. I liked Black Eyed Pea. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.